Let true lovers all our fortunes rehearse, and strow their kind wishes upon our sad hearse. The lovely Myrtillus, alas, is no more, and fairest Lucretia went to heaven before. The nymph so divine and the shepherd so sweet lie peaceably sleeping in death's winding sheet. Lucretia the young, the lovely and fair, a potion of poison does sadly prepare. The fatal sad cup she takes in her hand, and with a pale look said, "Thus fate I command." Upon the loud name of Myrtillus she cried, then closed up her beauteous eyelids and died. But as fair Lucretia lay on the ground, a lovely sweet virgin in death's deepest sound, to see his true love, Myrtillus then came, with hopes that he might her dear promise then claim. He prays his fair love to arise, but in vain, not thinking the lovely Lucretia was slain. Arise, a fair nymph, from off the dull earth, my dearest Lucretia, la 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 la. Thy true love Myrtillus to thee often bows, in hopes to obtain the blessed fruit of his vows. But soon he cried out, "What, alas, do I see? Cold death has destroyed my kind mistress and me." Myrtillus then cried, "In thy lovely arms I'll sleep and embrace thee, although in death's charms those cypress sad wreaths that adorn all the dead shall crown like a garland thy true lover's head. Ere Phoebus this fatal sad evening shall see, unto the blessed shades I will hasten to thee. In love's sweet Elysium we'll rest void of care, where lovers nor fate nor ill fortune need fear. And in those fair fields and delightful sweet grove we'll walk undisturbed and enjoy what we love. No tempest of fortune can frown on our head. Such ease in those shades are reserved for the dead." With that his keen sword he put to his breast, and cried, "Fair Lucretia, with thee now I'll rest. The soul of Myrtillus a passage has found unto the blessed shades by a gentle sweet wound. Though lovers on earth are constrained to part, to gentle Elysium they only depart. There lovers by our example may see what bliss is reserved for true constancy. Myrtillus for fair Lucretia thus died, whom he upon earth could not have for a bride. Such histories seldom on records are found, that youths and young maids for true love themselves wound."